You are now tuning into From Humble Beginnings, a podcast of a young man journeying from poverty as a first generation born to immigrant parents who suffered through a lot of entrepreneurial adversities, as many entrepreneurs share. Adversities such as social pressure and cultural pressure. Pressure from friends, pressure from significant others, pressures from parents. And of course, the biggest pressure that is, the pressure that's in your mind and in your heart. That voice inside of you telling you that you can't do it. And the journey to discover yourself and create the courage in you to say no to that voice and squash that voice till it's non-existent. This is week one, day one of my 2-week challenge to make $9,000 in revenue. This is a retrospective of what has happened today and what I plan on doing tomorrow. What I did good today and what I did bad today. This is both something that can be beneficial to my audience and beneficial to myself as I go through my thoughts and figure out what I did right and what I did wrong, and give myself my own feedback, and hopefully maybe even my audience could give their own feedback and I could respond to the feedback, because I think all entrepreneurs need to have constant feedback. And actually Elon Musk mentioned this, that you need to have constant feedback. You gotta find the truth, basically. Most of the time we're wrong, most of the time we have ways to improve. And we need to figure out exactly our weaknesses and our flaws so that we can do our best to solve them. So, to begin the retrospective, I think what I basically did today was I contacted a lot of... Okay, to give you guys a background of exactly what I am doing, to be very clear. I'm using Amazon's Fulfillment by Amazon services. What that is this really convenient service for customers and sellers. Because if you were to actually sell a product, you would have to store it in a warehouse and then ship it from that warehouse to the customer. But Amazon Fulfilled by Amazon service takes care of actually storing it inside the warehouse, and then they take care of actually shipping it. And then, you know, you end up shipping in 2 days, 3 days, or 1 day. If you have like Prime Now, etc. So it's really convenient for sellers and customers. So I've been using that service to actually sell to my customers. I haven't begun selling yet. But today I spent most of my time negotiating with manufacturers in China, and as well as figuring out exactly what product to sell. I did extensive amount of product research, and I thought summer is coming. You know, June is right around the corner. You know, July, end of May, summer season. Well, could you guys come up with some summer products that I could sell? Some of the ones that I came up with. And I did some research into the numbers behind these products, and these are actually pretty viable products to sell. One of them is beach towels. Another one is barbecue accessories, barbecue grill accessories, you know, like skewers and grill brushes or barbecue brushes, etc. And then another one is a lounge chair chase, foldable chase, which is like those beach chairs pretty much. So those are three summer products. And I was thinking about selling them under the Summer Vibes company. And then I also came up with two other products that were actually performing even better, have a better likelihood of performing. So the two products that aren't summer related and more of just typical products is the receipt paper in cash registers and plastic, those thin plastic wrapping pretty much, or that stuff that companies wrap crates of products in. It's like this transparent film, basically. I forgot what's it called. But see, these two random products are actually doing very, very well, and I have a very good chance of making anywhere from $5 to like $10,000 in revenue monthly, which is absolutely insane. I'm just worried about competitors. But you know what? I'm not that worried about competitors because I have some ideas up my sleeve to differentiate myself from other competitors. If I think about what product, what would be my dream Amazon product? Well, first of all, the product needs to, you know, work. It also needs to have pretty beautiful packaging. It also should have like a thank you card. And I also want a personal email or personal letter from the company or some representative in the company. I'm basically just speaking my mind on trying to put myself in the customer's shoes and figure out exactly what the customers would want. Another thing would be like a freebie. I'd love a freebie. Like if I bought some beach towels, maybe the freebie could be like a mini towel, you know, like just like a face, you know, like a face towel or something like that. Like I'd buy that just for that extra little face towel. Maybe it comes with like a pouch or like that. It's like a bag, like you know those towel bags where you just put the towel inside of it and it forms like a cylinder shape. Anyways, so yeah, those two products. I got my eye and my mind on those, and I contacted about 15 Chinese manufacturers to figure out exactly. I asked them a bunch of questions like, do they offer DDP, which is delivered duties paid or something like that. Basically, they take care of shipping. So, in the previous segment, I was just brainstorming ideas that could make my product that I'm going to be selling very, very attractive to customers and unique amongst its competitors. I would offer like a freebie, or like an ebook could be another freebie where basically you just give some instructions and some, you know, seller's advice. Another thing that I'd want to do is, or all of you guys would want to do is, provide a logo, create a logo, use Fiverr, which is a pretty cool website where Just spend a few dollars, pay a logo designer to make a logo for you. If you know how to make a logo, you can make it yourself. I suggest logomaker.com. Maker spelled with M-A-K-R. It's a pretty cool website where you can just, you know, quickly just sketch up a logo. But, you know, nothing too fancy because, you know, you don't have something strong, powerful like Photoshop or Illustrator. But that's why you just ask a logo designer to make it for you and you get something really creative and cool. So, I just lost. Completely forgot what I was saying. So once you make the logo, you just add the logo on your product. Another thing you want to do is you want to have some pretty cool packaging. You could just ask the manufacturer to package it for you. By the way, you get a manufacturer by contacting Alibaba. I guess I got both of them mixed up because they both start with an A. Man, I am tired. I need to go to sleep. It's way past my bedtime. But yeah, I'm gonna cut this a little short. Sorry guys, but basically, you know, contacted a bunch of Chinese manufacturers, asked them a bunch of questions like could they do DDP, which is basically they ship it all the way to the Amazon warehouse without you having to deal with anything, which is very easy versus other alternative options where sometimes it's half-half where they ship it from China to America, but then you gotta figure out how to get it from whatever seaport or airport to the Amazon warehouse. And the other alternative is like you take care of everything from the, you know, to get the product from the factory itself in China all the way to the Amazon warehouse. Obviously, it gets from easy to hard, but also from expensive to, I suppose, no, less expensive. DDP is less expensive, I'm sure, instead of having your own, like, shipping stuff. Some apps and websites I've been using to learn and perform all these tasks is Viral Launch, which is a really cool market research application for Amazon sellers. And another product is Jungle Scout, which is very similar, although Viral Launch is better. And what else? Merchant Words, which is a website that basically gives you some search terms based on volume. So really, really popular search terms on Amazon, among others. So yeah, today I didn't really, you know, make any money, but I did make a lot of progress. Something that I did poorly was I feel like I didn't put enough effort into, enough time, enough, like, you know, work hours into the entire company. Yeah, I did a good amount. I have about 15 Pomodoros, which is like 7.5 hours, which is good. 7.5 hours is not bad. 8 hours, maybe even. Not bad, not bad. But I was aiming for 24 Pomodoros. And by the way, I do the Pomodoro method, which is basically, you know, 25-minute work sessions with 5-minute breaks in between. So, yeah, that's about it. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Catch you guys later tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.